Tonight, more communities are underwater. Here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, the river has crept up to rooftops, and it's still not expected to crest for days.
It's crazy. I mean, you just can't really explain it.
Today, we toured Fort Smith on the western edge of the state, where hundreds of homes were inundated.
It's been huge, and it's going to continue to be huge because, you know, once this water finally gets out of here, people are going to start trying to rebuild and clean up, and so we're going to be dealing with this probably all summer.
Normally, beyond these trees is the Arkansas River, but now look at all this water extending to those homes all the way over there.
I'm the house past that one.
Tommy White has lived here for 25 years.
How tough is it to look at this with so much water?
Well, it's heartbreaking. Well, because we didn't have time to get all of our furniture out. Everything's still in there. Until we can get in, see what it's like, we have no idea what's destroyed.
After weeks of severe weather, swollen rivers are also forcing new evacuations in Missouri, east of Kansas City. For so many across the South and Central Plains, tonight, a sense of despair.
Very helpless, you know. You can't. We're just at the mercy of the Lord. It's well, we can get back in there. It's see what the damage is, what was lost.
There is a road under all this, but the water extends as far as the eye can see here in Pine Bluff, and the threat is not over yet. This region is expected to get more rain this week.